Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, you're going to hear a coaching demo where I take Capri through a coaching demo, focusing on the who and the what. So while you're listening, I hope that you hear how important not only what the person wants to coach on is to them, but also who they need to be in order to have the outcome that they want. Hope you enjoy, and wanted to let you know that we have a weekly newsletter where we send out a coaching tip once a week. If you'd like to sign up for our Holistic Coach newsletter and receive a coaching tip each week, please check out the show notes and sign up there. Thank you so much for listening. Welcome to our coaching demo, Capri. Thank you for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. So I just want to kick us off by saying thank you for allowing us to record this coaching conversation for training purposes. And if at the end of this call, you feel like you no longer want for the coaching conversation to be distributed, please let me know.
Okay, perfect.
Wonderful. Your trust and safety is important to me.
Oh, thank you. That feels good.
So anything need to be cleared, mind, body, or spirit, before we hop into our coaching today?
Maybe just a couple cleansing breaths for the body. I feel connected. I have gone to the heart.
Great. I'm happy to hear that. And what's important about going to the heart?
I think it allows me to, quote, think more clearly and just hit what resonates with me more, I think.
Wonderful. So as you're connected to your heart here, what would you like to partner up on today that would be meaningful for you?
Yes, I was thinking about it this morning, and the words nourishment guide just kept coming into my psyche. So I think this has been something I've been thinking about for probably like a week now, kind of this new idea of something that I want to bring myself through, but also use it kind of as an experiment to build. So you know how you have like the well-being routine, like, you know, a program or a guide, like to bring people through and have as an offering, but also, you know, using the experimental phase to be bettering myself and having it be a little two-parter. So yeah, nourishment guide.
Awesome. So I just want to acknowledge you for this fun and creative idea that's coming through you, that's for you, but for other people as well. So what's important about bringing this nourishment guide into fruition?
So on both levels, for a personal level, I think this is really calling me because my inner child has been making herself and just inner teen, you know, any old version of myself, and has just been making themselves known and kind of calling for, like, the past couple of years, I've taken, you know, drastically better care of myself than I ever have, but I can feel myself calling for just a really, really deep devotion to my being and my care for myself. So I think setting this up for me is just going to be, you know, honestly, just revolutionary. And for other people, I mean, if this is something that can, you know, bring me through what I've been through and allow me to find freedom within myself on a deeper level, I would just hope and pray that it could do the same for others and anyone who's been in my position and or any form of my position. And just important to help us, you know, all connect to our inner peace and know how to nourish ourselves. I feel like we're not taught that as much as we're programmed with everything else. So just important soul work, I guess.
Thank you for sharing that. And if you were creating something that nourished you and nourished other people, what impact would that ultimately have?
inner peace and outer peace, name of the game. I think that it would just bring myself and, you know, everyone that I come in contact with and everyone who experiences this transformation, I guess, would just shine a brighter light as they go throughout the world. And, you know, I mean, we know the connection to peace is just so vital to live a clear and, you know, kind life and loving life. And I just think it would positively radiate throughout the whole world, hopefully.
And what's important about being a catalyst for peace, transformation?
Yeah, I think it's born out of my, you know, history with my relationship with existence and the troubles that I've had there. And just knowing that, you know, every time I share my story with somebody, they share something so similar, or, you know, one part is so similar. And I just see that, you know, this change has happened within me and led me from having a very negative relationship with life to, you know, having a very beautiful one. And so I think just seeing that within myself has led me to believe, at least in this current perception, that that's kind of what I'm here to spread, I guess, just this knowledge.
Great. Is there anything else that you feel like you need to express about this nourishment guide?
Just that I want it to be born out of pure unconditional love. That's important.
How come?
I just feel like there's so many things that I could tell myself to do that would potentially be coming from a place of, you know, wanting to change something about me or not accepting something. So feeling like, you know, it's wrong. There's a lot of, you know, shoulding on myself that I could potentially do here. And I don't want to do that. I want it to just be from my most loving place, wanting to take, you know, the utmost care of myself.
Great insight. Great insight that you want to approach this from unconditional love versus shoulding or judgment or pressure or harshness. So mm-hmm. I just want to acknowledge you for having that awareness and that intention about how you want to go through this experience.
Thank you.
Well done. So what specifically would you want to walk away with at the end of this call around this nourishment guide that would feel good for you?
I've been trying to think of, you know, like what kind of format. I guess some sort of format, some sort of way to have this, you know, be like something that's laid out. I have a piece of paper and my journal both here in front of me with a pen. So some form of formatting what's in my brain down into the physical realm. And seeing if we can, I don't know, make a cute little way of doing it.
Okay. And when you use the word format, what does that word mean to you?
Ooh, structure just like flew into my brain. So yes, I think I'm craving a general structure. So something maybe visually that's planned out, you know, either over time or space that can help me stick to some sort of structure.
Okay. And then when you think about the next 20, 30 minutes that we have together, how do you foresee that we would get things out of your brain around the nourishment guide into some sort of format or structure?
Great question. Let's see. How does my brain want to process this? I think maybe starting with the things that I want in it, and then moving to when those things would best be incorporated into, you know, the next, like, I'm feeling a month sort of guide here, 30-day guide situation.
Great. So in it, what's going to be in it, and then how to incorporate it over the next
Well, you're thinking it's going to be a 30-day guide. So you already have that idea flowing.
Right.
Anything else?
I think that's good.
Okay. So I'm hearing basically that the agreement is that you're wanting to start moving things forward around this nourishment guide, and that the measure today is going to be getting some of the ideas out of your brain and onto the paper and into some sort of format so that you can then move forward with how to put this out there. So that's how I would say it, but how would you say it?
Precisely that.
Yeah.
Beautifully said.
Great. Is there anything else that I might have missed?
I don't think so.
All right. Where would you like to begin?
With asking myself, what do I need on a daily basis? Because I feel like I've just been kind of like flying by the seat of my pants in terms of my care for myself. And so it works out that, you know, something happens every day where I have time devoted to, you know, loving and caring for myself. But I think starting with that question, so I'm going to just, meditation is just coming in so hot because I know that is so, so crucial for me. Okay. And what else wants to be born out of that? I'm going to say enough water. Mm-hmm. My body has been calling for that. Definitely breath, just general attention to breath. Oh, something that flew in my head the other day was time for no thought. And just like whatever that looks like for someone, just incorporating some sort of, you know, you can call it meditation, or it's just whatever myself or anyone else wants to do, where there's just no thought involved every day, even for a little bit, I think is huge. And I think prayer, just general connection with source, however anyone wants to word that.
So as you're coming up with this list, are you open to me jumping in with questions?
Oh, yes.
Or bantering with you about this?
Oh, yes, please, banter away.
Good. So in terms of these activities that you're coming up with, I'm just curious, was it that there's going to be an activity for 30 days, or how are you envisioning this nourish guide would be provided to people?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I think since my brain went straight for like the, what do I need daily, then that would be something like, yeah, I feel good about these five that I just said. So having those five be daily throughout all 30 days, you know, kind of a non-negotiable situation, like the point of the journey, because I think all other things are pointing me to the same place, but I'm feeling the call for, I don't know if it's splitting this up in weeks or having like literally 30 different things. That's a lot to come up with right now. We don't need to do all that, but I mean, some sort of variation. I'm not sure how I want to do that.
So what for you is the most important part of the nourishment guide?
Connection, deeper connection with self. Okay. In any way that would resonate with someone.
And so I hear you exploring ways that you connect with yourself in a deeper way. How might you support other people in connecting with their own activities?
I think keeping it general so that it allows space for choice of what would resonate with each individual is important. So like having, you know, no thought time, like whatever that means to the person, but incorporating that intentionally into the day. It doesn't have to look like, you know, sitting in lotus position, you know, meditating, but it could look like anything. So I think the generalness of it would be beneficial, I think, for people. But I also don't want it to be, some people just are like, tell me what to do. But I don't know, I don't, that's not the point, because I don't know what to do for them. They need to figure it out. So it's like essentially coaching people, but they're doing it and I'm not there.
Wow. So what might that look like?
Okay, the word prompt just kind of came up, but I don't want it to be a prompt as in normal journal prompts. I feel like when I do a lot of journal prompts, I feel a little constricted. So just general, you know, I'm starting to wonder if it even is just these five things, and the prompt was to, you know, just even pay attention and record whatever comes up about each of these things. Oh, I feel my brain just diverting.
Well, you had said that you wanted to think about what you want to put in.
Right.
To the nourishment guide. So what else might be in the nourishment guide?
Space for loving reflection, I think, is important. Like checking in with how it's going over the time. So some sort of like self-love, self-deepening prompt for every day.
Okay, anything else?
Okay, let's see, I just wrote that down. I think sporadically asking certain questions, that's something that's coming up. Don't know what those questions are yet, but having them be framed in a way where it's bringing awareness to the transformation that is inevitably happening by doing these things. Okay. Right, because that's the whole point of what I want to do, is bring conscious awareness to inner transformation.
Great. And if you could be bringing conscious awareness through this nourishment guide, what do you hope will shift for people internally?
Perspective, for sure. Perspective of self, perspective of the point of why we're all doing what we're doing, and having it be a shift of, you know, thinking that they are doing anything for any reason other than building a better relationship with themselves, like seeing and not canceling anything out that they are doing, you know, saying, oh no, whatever you're doing that's not in service to this is bad. Definitely none of that, but saying, just bringing in more awareness to what are the things that, you know, I'm doing all the time, and is this in service to my growth and my relationship with myself? So just bring a shift of, I think the end goal, which, you know, I question myself on the even concept of an end goal, but having it be just understanding of self more and shifting their lens of their relationship with themselves.
Great. And what would you hope that their external shift might be?
More love in their life, for sure. you know, the natural release of anything not serving them. And I'm writing this down as I'm going. And just better general health, holistic health on, you know, each, keeping each level in a healthier place. And I mean, I think that that would all inevitably lead to just more success, because success would then be perceived as, you know, fulfillment. And so I guess alignment would be a good way to put that. Just more alignment in their lives, because they'll know, like, if you have a better relationship with yourself, you know what you want, just, you know, automatically a little bit more. And the deeper you get to know yourself, the more you can start feeling, you know, intuition. And so just general alignment and increased intuition due to simply knowing yourself better through a loving lens.
So how could you offer more of a loving lens in the nourishment guide so that somebody could have this internal and external shift? Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So, my little brain. I think coupled with these, you know, loving and deeper understanding prompts, whatever, in these questions, whatever those, you know, are, having them be coupled with affirmations. I'm a huge, like, book design for anyone who loves words of affirmations, and just having, like, very encouraging, but not just like, you know, you got this, girl, like, have it be very intentionally loving and very, very, you know, I know, even just when I go throughout my daily life and I say things to people, and, you know, my versions of compliments to people, and people just stop in their tracks and, like, you know, they almost can't believe it, like, that they just received something so purely loving. And to me, that just feels so good to watch that reaction. And because all I'm doing is telling them that they're, you know, seen and heard and not, you know, not judged. And it's just crazy how much that means to people. So having these little affirmations be pointed at, like, hey, you know, I've been there. I understand that there's a lot of potential shame and whatever else to come up in this process, but the reason you're doing this is because you're feeling the call to love yourself more. So all of this is inevitably born out of love, whatever comes up. And just really having those, I almost want to call it just a deep reminder. Yeah, I like that.
So how has your thinking about this nourishment guide shifted through this conversation, if at all?
I think what I said about having it be like coaching, but with me not needing to be there, you know, same vibe of coaching, I think that was important, because someone mentioned once wanting to have a pocket-sized capri. And when I told my dad that, he goes, wait, no, how can we actually make that happen? And I was like, well, so I think that this is kind of, and it's not even, you know, it's not even about me. It's just a pocket-sized guide to, you know, self. That's really all that I can provide. But I think, yeah, that was important to realize, because I think the more that people can go really on their own journeys with this and not have it be about me at all, definitely, is just important for me to realize, because that's a shift from past, you know, egoic desires. And I want to make sure that this is born out of service, pure service.
And I hear that. I hear that this is service for you. And I also hear that you can use your strengths of unconditional love and words of affirmation and bring these strengths that you have together in service to helping somebody else nourish themselves. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Definitely feels good to hear, because it resonates to have my gifts incorporated. And simply, you know, from an energetic standpoint of birthing and sending, you know, my deepest gifts of, you know, what you just said, and making sure that that energy resonates throughout the book, because that's the whole intention. Why would I, that's so true. Like, why would I do something that doesn't incorporate the whole fuel behind this entire thing? Yeah, I guess I just don't know how I would properly balance that, but I guess that would just come with the formation of it.
What do you mean?
Like incorporating my flair into this without leading people in any direction. That would be a direction that, you know, I'm trying to lead them or anything, or have the same outcome as me, I guess, because I don't know what that should look like, but still incorporating my gifts. I don't know why I have a weird resistance around this concept, but I do.
What is a resistance?
I think the fear, that I'm just trying to, you know, quote, how do I say this? Like, have people, you know, be on the same page as me in all ways. Cause I think that's something I've always craved, is for someone to understand. So I think that that comes through sometimes in like me leading people to a certain place that I want them to be at. But I just want to make sure that this isn't, you know, born out of that energy. And I think I have a fear there that I don't know how to fully remove myself from this while still healthily incorporating the parts of me that I do want to leave in it.
So what's, I guess, the misunderstanding?
What is the misunderstanding? That I... that I am doing this for any other reason than trying to help people. Like, that, I know that that's not true. Like, so I just need to kind of get over myself there. And
what is true?
What is true is, I believe on the deepest level that I know to exist in my perception of self, that this is what I'm here for, bringing people to their peace. And so however I do it, perfectly or imperfectly, I'm a human. It's going to be imperfect sometimes, and that's totally fine, because that's the point.
And how do you stay more connected to this?
Maybe giving myself these affirmations before doing any work on this guide. Yeah, like maybe making a little truth mission statement, just writing out what I just said and reminding myself that I don't need to have fear incorporated in this.
What do you think about that?
I feel good about that, because I need to stop questioning myself. I can, It's the energy of not fully believing in myself. It's like I'm at the last notch of like the one little checkbox that needs to be checked in order for me to actually claim my life and claim, you know, these things to be a part of my life and reclaim my power. It's like I keep giving my power to this energy source that is pure disbelief, and it's paralyzing me. It is. And I don't think that's why I'm here. I don't think that's a good use of anything. So
what if you get to choose where you put that energy? Oh. Towards fear or towards truth and love?
Yes, I think that choice would be so liberating. I feel like I've struggled with that very choice for so long, and I know it's a choice. I know it's a choice. And now it's a matter of embodying that.
Mm-hmm. And sitting. What does that mean?
It means actively standing up for myself against, not against, because I don't, you know, no more resistance needing to be born, but standing up against the voice that, and just saying, I see you, I'm very familiar with you, but guess what? I don't care anymore. Like, it's time to just do things and not need it to be anything other than what it will be. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know what I need. I don't know what the world needs. And so I'm just going to try my best. And I know I'm doing everything out of love. That's never been a true question. It's like this weird self-sabotage voice that's trying mm-hmm. to like be like, you're a liar. And I'm like, wait, what? So like every second of my day goes towards just trying to love more and more and more unconditionally myself and everyone I come across. And it's like I've proven it to myself through every second of the day. And it's like, why don't you believe it yet? It's time to believe it. I set all my, I guess maybe I shouldn't say this, but I was going to say I set all my passwords too.
Don't say that.
But I will.
Yeah, don't say that.
I will say that what I did change all my passwords to is something that is directly related to this. And I did it as a reminder. So every time I type that thing in, like, I'm affirming this, and mm-hmm. I've known, I'll say that.
So what is this like pattern of needing to affirm and love yourself have to do with this nourishment guide that you want to get out there?
Oh, yes. The ability to do so and having people have the ability, because I mean, there's gotta be more people like me who had no clue. How to know what I want, how to affirm myself, how to test what feels, you know, good or wrong or not right in the body, like absolutely no concept of self. So anyone who needs any degree of an increased ability to affirm themselves and love themselves, yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to provide. Is mm-hmm. the ability.
So now that we've unpacked this a little bit more for you, what else needs to be in this nourishment guide to feel good about putting it out there?
I had a big smile just come into my sight. So something that is joy, because I I enjoy a comedic flair, that's for sure. And I think that is one of my gifts. So having something that is either joyous or funny, and I don't know what that is yet, but I like that intention.
Great. What else do we need to think through in order for you to feel good about the format or what's in this nourishment guide?
I think their and my integration part of it, because it's one thing to do all these things and it's like, cool, okay, now I'm aware of all these things. And sometimes that can be not pleasant if you don't have a way to integrate it, which is something I have tried to been teaching myself. So some form of and maybe that's kind of where the questions, maybe coupled with the questions that bring awareness, maybe just leaving it open of, you know, what resonates with them, of how does it feel good to you to integrate this? And then maybe having little suggestions, I guess, simple things that. I don't know. But something around their integration.
Good. Yeah, and I just want to acknowledge that what you're talking about is in alignment with coaching, which is having an awareness, how do you now want to integrate this awareness? So as you hear me reflect that back to you, is there anything else that pops up for you?
Actions, planning, and accountability. Right. So yeah, having some
no need to reinvent the wheel.
Right, exactly. Just, yeah, because that's the whole point of the redesign is just, you know, whoever resonates with this version of it, take it away. So yeah, okay, so having some form of like, oh, you know what works really well for me? A reward system. I don't know if that's something that's like archaic or what, but having some form of like reminder that I'm so allowed to sit here and acknowledge myself and celebrate myself for having done the things, you know, that means something to me. And whether I think it's important to put here that this is not about following the exact structure every day and, ooh, you know, feel weird if you don't or you have to. It's just like, hey, you know, you're here and you're trying this and you're going to bring attention, you know, to definitely more than one of these things throughout the day. And that's all that matters because evolution is slow and this is a graceful process. And what resonates will resonate when it does. What is will be. So what was the question? Sorry, I went on all tangents.
I'm following you. Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing that you have those different activities. The person could do at least one of these activities every day. Mm-hmm. That there could be some awareness that comes through for them. There could be some integration and there can be some celebrating a reward. That happens.
Yes. As a form of accountability, graceful accountability.
What else?
You know, I'm feeling pretty great about this. I feel like this is a solid structure for me to like take and run with. I feel like this is the initial hardest part for me all the time is like, you know, just hitting go. And I feel like now the light is green.
Okay. And now that we've hit go, what might be some next steps that you take to integrate this yourself?
Yeah. I'm feeling that I resonate well with aesthetic looking templates. So going on Canva and making myself a little template with these things and maybe, you know, a couple pages or something and having it be there for me to fill out every day as if I'm filling out this guide, you know, as a consumer. Yeah. Just
what's that going to do for you?
It's going to make me want to go through with it. I think having like something already structured there for me to just add on to is something I've always resonated with. Just the simplicity of it. And also just the visual. I feel like I'm incorporating a calming aesthetic into, you know, having something that you want to look at instead of just blank white piece of paper that draws me to it. I think I like design. So yeah, just a general desire for it.
And if you followed through with putting the nourishment guide out there for others to use, what would that ultimately do for you?
I think it would be a big leap in my journey for what I will do, because I, you know, have all these visions of doing all these different things on a wide scale. And I think that this is the first little passive, not even passive, but since it is just kind of like a, hey, slipping this in here for everybody, whoever wants it, take it. Like, I think it's a good transitionary step for me to leap into like true wide scale service.
Beautiful. Just want to highlight that, you know, that actually putting this out there and supporting other people with it would actually be the demonstration of you serving others.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
And if you were serving people, what's that going to do for your soul?
Enlighten it more and more. I think bring it more love, bring it deeper understanding, and bring it closer to just self-actual, full, you know, supreme self-actualization. Oh, which feels so good to voice in this realm through this body.
So how can we ground the service and this enlightenment that you're going for so that you don't lose sight of it and you stay connected to it?
Oh man, that's a fantastic question. Because that feels like the gold. How can I ground this into this reality? Well, I just blessed myself, so there's that. That's a good, I intuitively needed to bless this this moment. I just want to maybe voice. I think that's a powerful thing that I'm realizing. If things, when I voice my intentions, it's like my brain really listens. So my intention with this is to ground this service in my life starting now and claiming this as my current reality and bringing it from something that I have always thought of, something that I will do, because I've known it to be true that I will do these things. But now that the time is here, I would like to claim the fact that I am doing these things. And this is me right now, living in my service, living in my truth, and living in love and light. And I'm worthy of this journey. I didn't have to do or be anything to be worthy of this journey. And I don't have to do or be anything to be worthy. My focus is on my truth. My focus is on my unconditional love for self and others. And my focus is on serving in the highest capacity. Amen.
So it is.
Wow. Yeah, that feels good.
Yeah. Anything else we need to consider, mind, body, or spirit, to support you in staying connected to this truth every single day of your life?
Cleansing just came up. So an intentional cleansing for self, for others, of anything that's not what I just said. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because I've never felt so solid saying something. So I know that to be true. And yeah, just gratitude for this entire process. For me, for you, for everyone. Thank you.
So what was the biggest insight that came through for you today about yourself?
Wow. That this has nothing to do with, well, not nothing to do with, but this has, well, it will essentially have nothing to do with or inevitably be affected by whatever dense opinion that I have about this right now. This is something that is and will continue to be born out of me. And my job now is to just clear its path for it to come through. Because this is not something that is, I mean, this is going to sound, you know, a little 5D, but like, this is not related to me or my concept of self. This is fully just what my vessel was here to be the medium for. And so as a human being, yeah, I just need to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. And how does thinking about it that way help you?
Oh man, it just brings me back to that objective lens that I know is so important to keep on. So anything that brings me back to that place is golden to me. And it removes myself in the most loving manner, because it's extending nothing but unconditional love for whatever my human is going through, and realizing that it's separate and that it won't, well, it could, but it is my intention for it not to negatively affect what needs to be born through me.
You've somewhat already acknowledged this. I just want to see if there's anything else there for you through this question of what have you learned about your goal or your nourishment guide through this session?
I've learned that it's the first step in my service, and that no matter how it comes out, it is born through my unconditional love, and that's all I need to know. And that feels good to say.
Okay. I just want to acknowledge you for clearing the patterns out of the way and letting your true self come through. I witnessed you do that in this coaching session.
Thank you. Thank you for the space to do so.
What would you like to acknowledge about yourself?
That I got this.
Good.
There is no way that I'm not just going to keep falling in love with myself. Like, that is, that's where I'm going. That's where I've been. That's where I am. And that's all I need.
Mm-hmm. And I see you helping so many people with this, Capri.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, what was most helpful about today's session for you?
The attention that was brought in our pairing to keeping me in my truth. Thank you for that, because this is the exact type of conversation I needed for this to first find grounding in this reality.
It's never about the thing. It's about so much more.
Right. Exactly. The thing is just, and I've said that 1,000 times, like, don't worry about the details. If you got to where you feel like you needed to do or be or go, don't worry about the details.
Yeah. And what you did today is really powerful, is you connected this nourishment guide to service and enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And when you can pair the things that you do for yourself and for others to the values that mean the most to you, you can become unstoppable and undeniable. What do you think about that?
I think very highly of that.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yes, because all it means is like, oh, keep doing what I'm doing,
be myself,
and just love, which is my favorite thing to do ever. So, there yeah, you
go. That's your course ultimate, of action.
It's ultimate protection too. It's the best. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Anything else need to be voiced or shared before we come to completion?
Just deep, deep love and gratitude.
I feel it. Thank you. Same to you. Is now a good time for us to stop?
Yes, this is perfect. I feel so complete.
If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it's making sure that you are coaching around the who and the what. This is part of the ICF's 37 PCC markers that we shoot for when we're doing a PCC call, which is a professional credentialed coach call. So hopefully learning this concept of who and what can support your coaching conversations. Again, if you'd like to receive a weekly coaching tip each week, please sign up for our Holistic Coach newsletter. Sign up link is located in the show notes. Thanks for being here. Until next time, stay course, knowing that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy with the world. Much love to you.